God bless thee. And we are gathering again in the numbers. What a joy it is to see once again a brother Jonathan. It's also very good for Marcello to be here in your presence. So now, brother John, what of these many things you would speak with Marcello? These things you have been turning in and out of your heart in these few days. Then he speak of them with Marcello.
Well, the last time we met, Marcello, we said we would talk on the causes of insanity.
See. And this is what you wish Marcello to speak with?
Yes.
Is this so?
Yes, please, Marcello.
We will begin with the causes of the insanity by summing it up in one word. Just one simple word of your language, Brother John. That word is need. Is in need. Is a need to be understood. Is a need to be heard. To be recognized for what one is. It is a need not so much of the material body, or the material mind, or the material consciousness. It is a need of the spirit to be seen and known for what it is. And through this need there comes a frustration. There comes a torment. There comes a fear. There comes all these things which tear at the mind and the heart and the understanding of the human consciousness in its material state. And so I say, is a need to be understood and to be recognized for what it is. Some will say it is an illness. Some will say it is a sickness. But I will say to you, consider this moment when the Christ was he confronted by this one possessed by devils or demons, whichever you wish to call him, as they termed them in those days. He knew there were no devils or demons in his heart. He knew that there was nothing there to destroy this one. He knew that only was the need to be understood, to be loved, to be blessed, to be recognized, to be felt, to be seen and identified as a child of God, a spirit encased in a confused mind, a mind confused by the corruption of this material world, perhaps more so concentrated upon this child than it is on others. Perhaps he's concentrated so much so that this simple mind, this human loving thing, could not comprehend those things which had befallen it, whether it was through brutality or unkindness, or through a distortion in its formation as a child. A man will not try to identify too closely with this, because it is a very confusing thing. It is a very deep and complex thing. And I will say to you, Brother John, and I know I know it because I have been in your heart. I have seen it through your eyes. I have felt it through your hands. Those who are in this condition. I have been at your side, Brother John, when you have laid your hand upon these children and blessed them. There is not insanity. There is a need. There is a need to be loved. And you have loved them. There is a need to be understood. And you have understood them. There is a need to be blessed and to be recognized, to be identified as a human being. Not in his material form, but as his spirit. When he talked to this Brother John, I know you are not talking to a mortal being. You are talking to his spirit. And you are seeking for the answers and the responses of the spirit to come through this confused and befuddled mind. And so it will be. So it will be, Brother John, that the words of love will penetrate far deeper than is the chemicals of man, which are pumped into the brain, only to create even more confusion and turmoil within. Only to intensify this confusion and so blot out the power of the Spirit to come through and reveal itself. But you know me, Brother John. Love conquers all things. And you can conquer these things by reaching, if only for a tiny moment, the true spirit of these children you bless. And if for that moment, that tiny few seconds of their life, they can see you for who and what you are, they know that somewhere in these great wilderness of earth, there is love, there is a need for compassion. And there is a receptivity of compassion. They know that through this darkness, they have seen this light. A light which will show them the way. And bring them to a peaceful conclusion through this journey of life. There is a weed in these many children, Brother John. Blessed spirits, who are these like stars appearing, you will sing in your hymns. Who are they? What are they? Who are you? What are you? I have asked this many times. I have asked you to ask this of yourselves many times. Who are you and what are you more than they? You are children of God, as we have said so many times. And you are blessed with a conscious awareness, with a perceptivity, with recognition, with intelligence. These are all the integral parts of the spirit, not of the body, of the spirit. And since these ones who you term as insane are also blessed of the Spirit of God, since they also are living spirits, they also have these same attributes applied to them. They too have these gifts. And they too know in their own way and through their own darkness just what life holds for them. They know and understand beauty. They know and understand love. They know and understand fear and rejection. They fight with confusion, just as you do. If you take a sane, if you wish to call him this, a sane blind man, and put him in a busy street, where life is going on around him, and he has never stood in this street before, he becomes confused. And yet there is something, a conscious awareness within him. This life force, which is helping him to reason in his own way, and to cope with his life in this situation in his own way. And so it is with those whom you term as insane. They also are in a darkened place. They also have this confusion around them. They cannot see nor understand. And yet they have this spirit within, which helps them deep down inside to know it, to recognize, and to find their way to become reconciled with the life they live, and the way they live it, and the way life is presented to them. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John?
Yes.
And will you remember these things when you bless these children? Don't think you are blessing a lunatic. You are blessing a child of God. And he knows you are blessing him. He knows your every word. He loves your every deed. He simply has a different way of showing it. You understand this, Brother John? Is there anything else you wish for Marcello to say on this subject for you?
Jesus said that two cardinal rules for men to follow are the love of God and its opposite polarity, equal, though, in intensity, is love of neighbor. For those people who don't pursue those two maxims in their lives, this must build up a selfish world around them. And with people who are grossly selfish, is this the beginning of the seed of insanity that may become genetically transferred?
There is insanity, Brother John. And there is also other forms of mental states which lead on to this eventually. There is one who is what you will call the fanatical, and the obsessive, and there is one who will not withdraw from this persistent want. Want in itself, for one's sake, is closer to insanity than those conditions you deal with among these sick children you bless. Can you understand this, Brother George?
Yes,
the love of Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, the brotherhood of man, the love of forgiveness, the love of giving, the love of receiving should all be balanced. You understand this also, Brother John. And so with this, there, with these conceptions of life, there is a perfect balance in life. Where this perfect balance does not exist, then there is this word which you call imbalance. I suppose I would say, or you would say, insanity. Is this answer for your question, Brother John?
You're very strong tonight.
I have it to be strong, Brother John. For this, this is a subject not only closer to the heart of Marcello, it is a subject which is close to the heart. Is close to the heart and to the awareness of Christ Himself. And where we are brought to become aware of these children who walk in torment and are so misjudged and misunderstood and misinterpreted and misconstrued by their own fellow beings, who really are no more balanced than they are, then there is a great need for us to be strong. They are children of God. They are bearing this terrible condition through a karmic state of their life, so that man in his stupidity and ignorance can somehow try to understand the need for balance and equality in spiritual life within the life of man and within the evolvement of their pathway through life. Is so important, Brother John, that we bless the sick, that we bless the suffering, not out of pity, but out of understanding, out of our only need to be humble enough to understand and know them for who and what they are. Christ Himself blessed these children many, many times. And He blesses them even now. And it is so important to Him and to those such as Marcello and of Brother Augustus Emmanuel, of those who inspire you, children, also, that you find this balance in life, that you find this balance in love, that you find this this creation of love within yourselves, and share it, spread it, give it without cost, give it without fear, without hindrance. Give it even sometimes without joy but with suffering, so that you yourselves will understand what suffering is. How can you tell a man the taste of a loaf of bread if you have not tasted it yourself? And each and every one of you in your lifetime will experience this state of imbalance to some degree. You will find this confusion in your lives And many times you will say to yourselves, why must I be so confused? Why must my heart always be so troubled? Why cannot life be so good for me as it is for those around me? Why am I forever in turmoil? Why is my life the way it is? I will tell you, in all truth, your life is as it is because God ordained it so. And he ordained it so that you may learn the lessons of your life. That you may know the fruits of your labors. That you may not only see the pain of others, but feel it also in your hearts. And by the taking of this pain, then truly you can give a compassion. By the taking of the pain and the sins of this world, Christ, who is able to give to mankind compassion, which will last for all time, and will permeate itself across this earth and into the hearts and minds of men for as long as there are men to receive it. The story of Christ is not just a lovely story in the Holy Book. The story of Christ is God's message to man. And it is an eternal message. As I have said, a message which will go forward and will be carried as long as there are men to receive it. As long as there is a consciousness to receive it. For this message goes on not only in this world, but in our world also. And many times, blessed ones have written learned words. Words that you can carry in your heart to remember these things. I heard Sister Valerie debating these words, such words as this, simple words, the words of the Desiderat, for instance. Why did you buy this book, you will ask yourself, Sister Valerie? What does it say? Is it just a few pretty words written on the pages, decorated to make them look nice? Or are they words etched into the pages of your life to burn into your being and to enrichen your soul and to enlighten you all the days of your life and so help you find this balance that you call this sanity? And in finding this balance you will understand the imbalance which you call insanity. And in understanding this, you will bless it all the days of your life. You will know it. You will understand it. Not as one who plays around with the brain and the consciousness in a book. For it cannot be written in a book. It can only be written in your hearts and in your minds and in your understanding and in your consciousness and in your growth and in your spirit. And so I will quote for you these few words, Sister Valerie, for the benefit of all of you. These words which I say to you quite simply, go placidly amid the noise and the haste. And remember what peace there may be in silence. And as far as possible, without surrender. Be on good terms with all persons. speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. For they too have their story. And if you compare yourselves with others, you will become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourselves. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the youth, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurturing strength of spirit to shield you in sudden midst of fortune. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. And you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt, the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God. Whatever you conceive him to be, and whatever your labours and aspirations in this noisy confusion of life, keep at peace with yourself. For with all its sham, drudgery and broken dreams, this is still a beautiful world. Be careful there, and strive to be happy. Remember this simple little philosophy of life. For this is a philosophy of balance. Is he telling you how to maintain this balance of life? Is it separating sanity from insanity, balance from imbalance, consciousness from unconsciousness, perception from imperception? It is a code of life we seek for you to follow. What I have quoted for you is just a simple, beautiful truth. And there are many more such beautiful and simple truths that you yourselves can create within your own hearts and within your own understandings concerning these things. I am not going to enter into any argument with any one of you concerning the medical descriptions and perceptions of insanity. I am not a medical student. I am not a pathologist. I am not a brain tester as I were in my day. I am a spirit. I am an instrument of his peace. I am a servant of these white realms. And so I cannot evolve myself with the confusions and the misconceptions and conceptions that man writes over here in this earth brain concerning these things. I can only speak of conception of balance and imbalance as we see it here in these planes of peace and love. Is this answer for your question, Brother John?
Yes, thank you very much.
And does this bother your heart anymore now?
No, not really.
We have a long way to go with Brother John. You and I. We are, as the children, embarking on a pathway. And though I inspire instrument in many ways, I am going to take you by the hand and demonstrate for you time and time again the speed of growth, the speed of involvement, and you will find many of the things that you have learned in the past rewritten, realigned, retold, recounted, according to the understandings of present-day man, and not according to the understanding of man of yesteryear, but of now. You, Brother John, have been blessed with seeing it progress in the days of yesteryear, and you will be blessed with seeing it unfold yet again in methods told anew, philosophies retold, recounted, as I have said, revised and rewritten according to the needs of your children now. We will do this together, Brother John. And I want you to know, Brother Augustus Emmanuel is at this moment serving at the altar of his own consecration to God of his spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John? And he does this at the side of this one who is known to you as the Brother Zodiac. And there is also an arch-brother, one who is known as the Brother Michael, who also works and serves at this same altar, and who performs unto the Lord their oaths. Brother Augustus Emmanuel is a server for such as these, Brother John. And his learnings are many. The acceptances of his learnings here on this earth plane are few. But you will begin to recognize them, Brother John, as they unfold. Is this to make you content?
Yes, well,
now, Brother John, have Marcello, by saying these things to you, removed from your heart some of the heavinesses which you have been feeling over these past many days.
Yes. You have given me a feast of the Spirit.
Bello, Maria Dante.
From which I shall be replenished and satisfied many, many times. Thank you.
You have many writings in your possession, Brother John.
Yes, I do.
Watch now. Watch with joy in your heart. As together we will rewrite and revise and retell these stories anew. Take from these writings, Brother John, those things you would wish to be modified. Bring them to myself. We will discuss them. bring them to Brother Augustus Emmanuel. He will bless you with the understanding of them. Is this to make you content? Before I leave you, and whilst we are holding the instrument at these depths, is there anyone else who would wish to talk with myself? Is there no one? Is there no one who would ask a question of myself now concerning those things I have already spoken? Is easy to say.
There was another question, Marcel. I don't know if we have time. It could be quite lengthy. It was to do with suicide.
See. What is your question?
What are God's feelings about when a human being takes his own life?
Brother Christopher, I cannot speak for God, but I do know. I do know that he is the greatest judge of all. And what is the task of a judge? Not simply to pass a sentence, or to criticize or condemn. The post of a judge is to understand the cause, to come to terms with the effect, and to exercise his discretion according to his findings. You understand this?
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. Man, in his method of judgment here on this earth, will say he committed this suicide, as you call it, because the balance of his mind was disturbed. And this may be so, because this balance I was talking to you of was an imbalance. And how can you condemn a man for this? How can you condemn a man who has no control over his actions? Is not responsible for what he's doing, who is torn with torment and fear or guilt or whatever it is which is tearing at his heart and his being. When you consider what all this torment and imbalance is in a man, and he takes this act of believing that if he takes his life, he will take away all his suffering. Is this not in his own way saying, Father, I know, I cannot take this suffering anymore. I wanted to come to you. Can you condemn a child for wanting to go to his father or to his mama? If he's in trouble, or if he's in pain, if he's in torment, can you condemn the spirit of this child for this? I would not condemn the spirit of this child for this, but I would condemn the thinking of those who would put to scorn such a being, who is so tormented and imbalanced, and without control, and without the responsibility of himself. He's no longer capable of controlling his own conscious awareness and reason. How can you condemn someone such as this? Ask yourself, would Christ condemn one? Or would he go to him and say, come in my child? Let us bless you and make you holy. Receive the Spirit of God. Come into his realms and rest, ready to begin again when you are stronger. I leave it to those here on this earth plane to rest with their own conscience if they can condemn one who has lost the control of his own ability to control his conscious awareness, who has lost the ability to control his reason through sickness, if you wish, through pressure, through torment, through tiredness of the spirit. Is it true if a child will go to school and will come so confused with his lessons in school, he will run away from the school and go to his mama. And his mama or his papa will scold him gently and try to make him understand. And we'll send him back again. So it is. They will come here before there is ordained they should come. And the Father will gently chastise them, if it is necessary. If and only if it is necessary. And he will try to make them understand through the teachings of those of us who are here to teach and reason with such children as this and help them to return and go along their way, renewed, restored and revived in their love of life and all that life has to offer them. If a man can take it upon himself to be the judge of those who are sick and suffering and to condemn them so, a man must take his own judgment upon himself in so doing. It is to make you happy now and contented, Brother Christian.
Yes, thank you very much, Monsignor.
Does anyone else wish to talk of myself on this subject, which only comes back once again to the subject of balance and imbalance, and the right to judge and condemn those who cannot reason for themselves? What is man? What is the Son of Man? Is it not written in your Psalms? What is man that thou takest account of him? And what is the Son of Man that thou hast knowledge of him? Think of this when next you will condemn one or mock one who has lost his reason and struggles in the darkness to be understood. And ask yourself then, are you the one to condemn? Are you the one to judge? And if you do, take it upon yourself to be such a one. Is it not therefore yourself who has lost the balance of reason? Is this to make you content now, Brother Christopher?
Yes, thank you, Monsignor. Very much, sir.
You have nothing more you wish to say to Marcello, Brother John?
I will just end up with what you say, Brother Jesus of the words. Whatsoever ye would have mentioned, do unto me, even so do ye unto them.
Yes. Sail me, Marano, Sail. You are truly a child of his, Brother John. And blessed are those who shall speak his word. And blessed even more are those who shall receive it as you have done. So it is, I must leave you now. We have you taken instrument on a deeper journey, and he is held a long way from his body, and we must return him gently. This may take some little time, but in his returning, whilst he is returning, We will ask you to join in the prayer with Brother Augustus Emmanuel. We will bring these moments to a close. God bless you, my son. God bless you. Bless you, my child. Let us pray with the Father. The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And whosoever shall believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I say to you, my children, open your heart in prayer for those who are considered to be lifeless, without reason, for they live in him and he in them. Yet shall they live. So shall they be. Almighty God, from whom all blessings flow, be in the hearts of these thy children, O Father. Lighten their darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and through their good works, may thy children know thee. Receive them, O Lord. Know them, O Father. Contain them always in thy light, that they may always know and see a true vision of thy Son's resurrection, knowing it to epitomize the resurrection of man from his own darkness, born of his faith in thee. May the love of the Father and of the Son rest in your heart and in your mind and in your understanding. May his peace and love dwell in your hearts and homes, and in your aspirations to life, for all that life is, in his name. May you walk in his peace. May you journey along his pathway. May you be strengthened by his love. May you be enriched by his grace. And may you know your brother man. And may you know your sister woman. And may you know your fellow creatures, all as children of God. May the Lord be with you. May the love of Christ, his Son, and our Saviour be upon us. May the light of his countenance dwell in your life and lighten your darkness also. May the joy of his peace be upon you. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit rest, dwell and remain within and on the spirit of each and every one of you from this time forward and even forevermore. In the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Go in love.